From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Jessica, September 4th. The News Desk 10 Stories, here's the one that opens it. Let's get into it. First, from BBC Sport Football, flex your football brain with our daily quizzes. How much do you really know about football? Keep scrolling to beat all three of BBC Sport's daily quizzes. Who am I? Guess the footballer in as few attempts as possible. After each wrong guess, you unlock a new clue. The fewer clues you need to get the right answer, the more points you score. Give us 5 correct answers inside 5 minutes. Guess this fiendishly difficult question. You have 5 lives before the answer is revealed. Next, second, from Le Monde. La Corée du Sud envisaged a contributor a sécuriser le détroit dormus. JavaScript is disabled in your browser. A required part of this site couldn't load. This may be due to a browser extension, network issues, or browser settings. Please check your connection, disable any ad blockers, or try using a different browser. Up next, third, from the Hindu Top, Keralam CM hails KSRTC driver's dedication after emotional farewell, vows to enhance stature of public transport. Keralam Chief Minister V.D. Sathisan on Friday, September 4, 2026 praised the dedication of a KSRTC driver following an emotional farewell on his day of superannuation, and said the true backbone of public transport is the tireless commitment and pride of thousands of workers like him. And then, fourth, from Straits Times, Finland probes violation of its territory after drone found on its southern coast. Helsinki, except for Finland's border guard authority said on Friday it is investigating whether a surveillance drone found on the shore of its southern coast had violated of the Nordic country's territory. Next, fifth, from Channel News Asia, from the air, a trail of destruction along Nepal's Trishulai River flood disaster zone. More than 1 week after devastating floods tore through Nepal, some of the hardest hit areas remain cut off by road. CNA flew by helicopter along the Trishulai River to see the magnitude of the devastation. Up next, sixth, from Android Police. The Techno X Tonino Lamborghini phone is so pretty, I can't stop looking at it. This is the Techno Pova 8 Pro Tonino Lamborghini Limited Edition, and it's far more impressive than I expected it to be. Ginevra Lamborghini, vice president of the Tonino Lamborghini brand, spoke about the partnership at MWC 2026 and set the stage. And while the smartphone I saw afterward was cool, it wasn't all that memorable. This morning I unboxed the real thing and had a bit of a wow moment. This is more like it. And then, seventh, from BBC News Top, anger as human poo and maggot-infested food left behind at beauty spot. Human poo, food covered in maggots, and a tent full of kit were left behind at a South Wales National Park over the bank holiday weekend. Bannup Brycheiniog National Park said there was no justification for fly tipping after noticing a change in attitude among visitors to its beauty spots, leading to an increase in litter dumping. Unfortunately, across this summer, it's not been unusual, the National Park Authority said. It described the incident near Lin Wai Fan Fower in the west of the park as one of the worst it had seen, following on from long-running wildfires in the area. Next, eighth, from CBS News. Two trapped workers rescued from Nepal hydropower tunnel 9 days after floods. Kathmandu, Nepal. Rescuers in Nepal pulled two workers alive from a hydropower tunnel Friday as emergency teams continued an operation to reach others believed to be trapped inside, officials said. The two men were rescued from the Trishulai 3A tunnel 9 days after floods, likely caused by a glacier collapse, devastated towns and swept away villages in Nepal on Aug. 26. Nepalese lawmaker Shri Ram Nupain posted about the second rescue on his Facebook page shortly after Army spokesperson Brig. Exclusive. As millions of people face hotspot bans, many companies are not required to report, let alone cut. Use of public supply. Less than 1% of businesses in England use more water than the daily needs of 10 million people, as millions of households face hotspot bans and 3/4 of the country is in drought. Gen. Roger Ram Basnett confirmed the first trapped workers' rescue. Up next, ninth, from The Guardian World, revealed how companies secretly use billions of liters of public water in drought-hit England. Businesses across England use 2.6 billion liters a day from the public water supply, which includes potable and non-potable water provided by water companies. And then, 10th, from Bloomberg Top, Dutch workers strike over welfare cuts to fund higher NATO spend. That's the day. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.